and Gatos, the All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day. Number five.
Arizona gun stores run a Beto special.
Yes, Democratic president, Democratic candidate for president, Beto O'Rourke. Remember what he said?
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used.
Okay, there's an Arizona gun store that has turned what he said into a frenzy of sales.
That's right, an Arizona gun store, like you said, the owner said, it's not political, I'm just kind of, you know, glomming on or, he's helping me. So they had a Beto O'Rourke sale, and he sold out in 4 hours.
So he was selling AR-15s, AK-47s, but what is his reason for doing it? Does this Arizona gun owner actually think that Beto O'Rourke is going to be able to take and confiscate all these guns from people?
I don't think so. I think it's just a gimmick. It's a way to get people in the door, right?
Okay. So the Arizona gun store owner is scaring people to buy these guns because they won't be there?
I don't think that either?
I don't think that's it either.
It's not like, get them while you can.
Right. Beto O'Beto will not be taking anybody's gun.
No.
It's impossible.
No. So I think it was just one of those things where, I mean, I hate to say it, you have flooding, monsoon, you have a flood sale. I mean, it's just something that happened. It caught people's attention and he used it. Did I go?
Did you go?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Oh. Mac and Gatos, the number four local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Could you survive Jason?
Halloween is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And right here in the valley, there is a real-life horror game that puts you against the infamous Friday the 13th killer, Jason.
All right, so what does this mean? Is this a video game or is this a haunted house where you're actually interacting?
It's where you go and you get chopped up into little pieces, for real.
That would be murder.
Okay, that's not what
I
happens.
Don't think that would. That'd be a snuff film. That would not be happening.
I think this is kind of where you go, from what I understand. I've heard of these things. Sometimes you'll put on the goggles and it'll be like, you know, virtual reality.
Okay.
Or you like go into a cornfield, right? And Jason Voorhees, somebody dressed up there. It's like a real life scenario. And you got to get out of that cornfield. And a lot of times Jason finds you and then he murders you.
Maggie Mater said the goal, of course, is to survive this real-life scenario. So you get a group of people who go in and try to figure out how to defeat. But how do you defeat Jason? You have to kill him? I mean, how do you actually survive this? How do you win?
I don't think you do. I think the point is he finds you and gets you, and you get scared, you know, out of your mind, and that's what you paid for. That's
okay.
The fun part.
Right.
But I'd probably punch him in the nose. I'd be scared.
Mm.
Number three.
Tomahawks, throwing stars, and whiskey.
That's a great night for Becky Lynn. That's a great weekend for Becky Lynn right there.
What a combination.
Yeah. No, these are the things that in a 48-hour period, the TSA confiscated at Phoenix Sky Harbor, according to the Transportation Security Administration, more than 20 knives, most of them pocket knives, at least one large kitchen knife, and mango habanero Tennessee whiskey.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, 750 milliliter of whiskey.
That's awesome.
Knives, fake guns, a baseball bat, even a slingshot, all within 48 hours.
Now, okay, let me give you a couple more. They confiscated a belt buckle.
What's wrong with that?
Shaped as brass knuckles.
That's not good.
Okay. They also confiscated, and I've seen this in a line at the TSA, a handheld power drill.
Now, why would they confiscate that?
Why would you bring it? Who brings that?
Hey, you need to do some work somewhere else, I guess. You know, you need to take a drill to
your
father-in-law's house.
My dad brought some kind of power tool one time on the airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a weed whacker?
Something like a power, like a drill.
Yeah.
He did.
Is that considered a power tool? Because I'm not allowed to touch power tools the neighborhood. I tried it once and there was a big blackout.
I know we're getting on a sidetrack here, but you know what really ticks me off? I can't pack my tools if I go to Wyoming because it has those lithium batteries that are rechargeable.
Yes.
They won't let you do that anymore.
Tool.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you're a tool.
No!
Mac and Gatos, the number two local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Mark Kelly rips his own party.
Yeah, we're seeing more and more of this. The Democratic Senate candidate Mark Kelly broke with the left wing of his party as he rejected the calls to rebuke Kyrsten Sinema. We've seen this now. Kyrsten Sinema is trying to be censured by the Progressive Caucus of Arizona for not being too progressive, I guess.
She's not Democratic enough.
Enough,
for them.
Right.
Martha votes with Trump too much.
Martha McSally said she wouldn't use the same words that Kelly Ward used in an email for fundraising. So we're starting to see a little bit of splintering on both sides.
Hey, listen, there's a reason the Mac and Gatos have been on this radio station in the afternoon for almost 11 years come this month. I mean, we tell you this stuff before it even happens. It is so clear, and we've said this for a while, the head of the parties in Arizona don't get it. They don't get it. We saw purple coming a long time before anybody else. That's why we've said for 11 years we're not Republicans, we're not Democrats, we're skeptics. Listen, Kelly Ward doesn't have a clue. She doesn't know how to win an election, okay? She doesn't know how to run a party.
And she may be killing the party, too.
And now you've got the Democrats. They're just as bad. They're actually attacking, their star player in Senator Kyrsten Sinema. How stupid is that? So the head of the Arizona Republican Party, head of the Democratic Party in Arizona, couple of boobs.
Number one.
Teen suicide skyrockets.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Arizona teenage suicide rate has increased by 25% in the past 3 years. So the Americans Health Ranking Health of Women and Children report found that the rate rose from 10.4 to 13 suicide deaths per 100,000 teens ages 15 through 19. We've talked about it before. We will talk about it again. Kids are hurting. Kids are committing suicide earlier, younger than ever before. Somebody's got to listen. That's the key. Somebody's got to listen to these kids and recognize that they're hurting.
You know, I've really thought about this. Why is this happening? Why is the teen suicide rate, especially in Arizona, up 25% last 3 years? I am convinced that there's a lack of God in people's lives, and I'll explain it. If you're 12 or you're 16 and you feel all by yourself, if you don't feel like you can talk to anybody, there's always one person that is always there for you to talk to 24/7, and there's only one person that will love you unconditionally, and that's God. And I don't see parents instilling that into their children. And I really think that this teen suicide, they feel totally alone. But if you have your faith, if you have God, you're not alone. And I just wish more parents would take their kids to church.
One parent said, my son wasn't walking around all sad and depressed. That's not what he looked like. Well, there has to be other things, other signs going on.
Arizona Daily Download, the top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, the All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire. It's a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea with no mask, no hose, and no noise. You can go to inspiresleep.com for more info.
All right, coming up next, the disgraced Mountain Point assistant coach. Remember, he betrayed his own team? Well, he may finally be getting the punishment he deserves. I don't like this guy.
He shouldn't.
I don't like him at all.
Shouldn't.
I would scold him, Mac.
Oh, I'm sure you would scold him.
I would throttle him.
Mm. That's a little stronger than scolding, that's for sure.
I would scold him first.
Yeah.
All right, coming up at 5:15 today, our monthly exclusive interview with Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone. He'll join us in studio, and I think it's going to be really interesting. What was his initial reaction to finding out that Arpaio was running again?
And can he say it on the air?
Well, he might. He might say the words "yippee."
Maybe.
Yeah. So we'll talk to Penzone coming up at 5:15 for his monthly exclusive. Next week, I believe, we're having Arizona Governor Doug Ducey in studio for his monthly exclusive.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So.
Remember the guy that turned against his entire team?
Why wouldn't I remember? It happened 2 days ago.
Exactly. It was finally figured out after 2 years of this assistant coach, not a head coach.
The guy you want to throttle.
Yes, the guy you want to throttle.
I want to throttle, yeah.
Coach Hager.
Coach Hager!
Yeah, he was sending the plays. He was sending the injury reports. He was telling coaches, hey, this is what we're going to do so you can, well, take it or leave it, but here's the info
for you. Let me email you critical strategies.
There you go.
Let me sabotage my own team. Let me betray all the kids on my own team for one reason or another that we've talked about.
Well, we have new information about this guy.
That's right.
And
that's right.
One of the things that we asked a couple days ago was, is there a way to punish this guy? Would you have to figure out if somebody was injured, if they lost revenue? Could you arrest him? Well, it seems like the Tempe Unified School District is going to punish him, and good for them.
So I heard about this, and I wondered, what's the big deal? See, he quit. Remember he tried to quit?
Yeah, he resigned.
Of course. What happens when you screw up in your place of office? What happens when you do something awful and you know you're going to get caught for it? You quit. You're a total zero. You quit. And then you run like a scalded dog, and then you try and get out of town, all that kind of stuff. Well, I was wondering, what's the difference between him quitting and him getting fired? He's gone.
Is there a difference?
There is a difference. Yeah. And we didn't know this.
The rare decision not to accept Hager's resignation means he is still an employee, but now the district can formally fire him, potentially putting his teaching certificate in question.
So the board, the Tempe Union High School District Board of Governors, they voted 5-0 not to accept Hager's resignation.
Right.
So they're going to move forward with formal charges, and they could take his teaching license away.
So there's the punishment. That he would not be able to teach anymore, and he would then be on a list. That if you called or if he tried to apply.
Is it a list in Arizona or is it a national list?
That's a great question. I do not know. It may be in the state. I don't know. But they are not. And if you listen to the reporter, he's right. In the rare instance, they're not accepting a resignation. They are moving to fire the guy,
right.
Not just out of spite, not just to embarrass him,
That is part of it.
Right, but there's a procedural move in order to make sure his license is taken away.
So if you look at like the bylaws, technically he can't quit.
Correct.
He can't quit without the approval from like the governing board. And what usually happens is, let's say you have a coach or a teacher and they say, listen, I'm done. I want to quit. Here's my resignation. It usually goes to the board and they say, yeah, okay. It's not like, why would they stop them?
Yeah, I mean, so there's really no reason if they don't want to be there.
So this almost never happens. So right now, he's probably still getting paid. He's still an employee. I mean, can they give him some grunt work or something? I mean,
I don't know.
You know, that would be really nice.
I don't know.
Like, could they send him out and make him pick every weed like that is around the school by hand?
Or cut the grass on the football field with a pair of scissors.
I like that one, too.
Yeah.
I like that one, too.
I don't know. Yeah.
Could he? How about this? Give him a toothbrush. Let him clean the toilets.
Yeah, that's very, very.
That's harsh.
But yeah, good for the board. Good for the board unanimously deciding to move forward, trying to remove this jackwad's Arizona teacher's license. But you bring up a great question: does this go on a national database,
or is it
just in Arizona? Because what's stopping him from moving to California and getting a license and then teaching again? I don't know.
As I said yesterday, if let's say he goes somewhere else and wants to coach or teach, out of state, that school board or whatever, they're going to call here in Arizona.
Right, and then when they call, they say, no, he didn't resign.
Yes.
You know, I'm just making it up.
He was terminated.
He didn't resign. He was terminated.
For sabotaging his own team.
No. I don't know if you can say that, though.
Well, I don't know. They'll find out. But he'll never get another job because no one will ever trust him again.
You hope.
He'll sabotage the next place he works.
You hope. And we also, there's more information about these emails that, quite frankly, is stunning to me. He not only gave the... He gave the plays, he gave the information, he gave the strategy away. He also acted as though it wasn't him.
At times, yeah.
And would contact the media saying, hey, you really need to do a story on this guy.
Me.
Because he's really humble and has a great story.
He would never, and I quote, he is as humble as ever, and he would never want any recognition for anything. He's writing that about himself
Correct.
With a fake name.
Correct.
You know what? You know what I love? I said this yesterday, and it was off the top of my head. I said, "Can this guy stay here? Could he stay in Arizona?"
Okay,
because you know nobody likes a Benedict Arnold.
Right.
Certainly, nobody likes when you plot against other students.
Right.
Nobody likes when you put other students, other athletes who are kids, in danger, and mm-hmm. that's what he did. This low life. So 12 News went to his house. I mean, we've been trying to get this guy on, but they found out.
But we didn't go to his house, though. You know, I mean, it's not like
listen,
we sent Lloyd.
You know what?
Knock.
I've got stuff I have to do. But I could throttle him.
If you saw him, yes.
Listen to the 12 News reporter knock on the door. Listen to this.
Hi, are you Justin Hager?
No.
Oh! No!
Oh!
I'm going to play it again. It was him, by the way.
Hi, are you Justin Hager?
No.
So he answers the door. He's on his phone.
Supposedly.
Yeah, you see just the weaselly little eyes of this guy. He's flabbergasted that someone has found him.
Mm.
And they say, you know, are you the scum that screwed over the kids? No. And he closed the door.
Okay.
So he's got to be on his way out of town.
I don't want to criticize, but.
It's not our style to criticize but.
You needed to send somebody a little older and a little more seasoned because you can't send a young lady and ask, are you Justin Hager?
Always assume that's where you are.
There you go.
Yeah.
You don't start with the question. You go, hey, Justin, can I see you for a minute?
Or
hey, Justin, come here. I got a question.
What's your reaction?
Yeah, right.
Hey, Justin, what's your reaction
right.
To the board that says they're going to fire
there
your
you
rear end?
Yeah.
And then you get a really good sound bite.
Right, exactly. Instead
Hi,
of.
Are you Justin Hager?
No.
I mean, it's tough. I'll tell you, I will say, it's always tough for a reporter to go into a situation like this and you're knocking on a door and you don't know what's on the other side. So, I mean,
that's true, but we're at least teaching. I mean, we're giving
back. No,
we're
not teaching anybody.
It's a teachable moment
here.
Yes,
no.
It is.
You and I.
If you're going to confront somebody, don't say, are you the guy? Just say, what's your reaction to being
a
jerk?
You especially have, you're not a journalist. You never will be. I never want to be. So we can't teach journalism.
You just told people how to ask the question.
Well, that's because I'm right.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm not teaching.
Right.
I'm saying what I would have done.
Right.
Which is the right
move.
Which is
teaching somebody the right move.
No, I'm not teaching.
Mm. Okay.
Let me play it once more. It's
yeah,
awesome.
Exactly.
Hi, are you Justin Hager?
No.
It's like, you know, when Mac goes to the supermarket and somebody stops him and, hey, are you Mac from Mac and Gatos? No,
I've done that. I've done that before.
You said no?
Oh, yeah. I say, man, I get that a lot.
What a jerk you are.
I'm Gato.
That's all.
It almost sounded like the girl said, are you Justin Bieber? Maybe he thought she said, are you Justin Bieber?
Are you Justin Bieber?
No.
Hi, are you Justin Hager?
No.
A little bit.
I know.
It's kind of got the same sound to it, but he's just
this guy deserves to get throttled.
He's a liar.
Okay. So that's new information.
And it's even worse than we thought. It's one thing to sell your team out. It's another then to beg the media to do a story about you in the third person talking about a guy who's you. He's so humble.
Coming up in the Big Four at 4, we're going to get into, you know, the emails he sent to the opposing coaches.
Yeah, like the plays and stuff.
And those opposing coaches who took the emails.
Yes.
They took the information. How will they be punished, and how will they be investigated? I think it's ridiculous, but we'll talk about that coming up at 4:05. All right, up next. Are you sitting down for this?
For what?
For this next.
Okay.
Will selfies get Elizabeth Warren all the way to the White House?
Oh, come on.
Next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos.
All right, I'm just going to say this. I'm not a fan of this woman. I actually don't like her very much.
Talking about Becky Lynn?
No, I love Becky
Lynn. Oh, okay.
I don't like any politician, really. But Elizabeth Warren, she annoys me. Let's just put it that way.
Based on her?
She's Elizabeth Warren, and she annoys me. She wants to give everything out for free. I mean, some of the stuff that she says is just beyond.
Yeah,
you know,
it seems a little strident as well.
But, and I think you have to acknowledge this, there I think she may be the one at the end. Now, I'm not saying she is. I'm thinking maybe she will be. There are people in droves that are going to see her. It happened in Tempe.
Yeah.
Okay. And we were surprised how many people went out to see her.
Right.
Because she just rubs me the wrong way. Okay. And I know it's early, but she just rubs me the wrong way. She was in Tempe. Thousands of people came out. Right. Now she's doing something, you know, that people could this actually get her into the White House? She doesn't leave her, let's say, speaking engagement until every single person there, if they would like, can get a selfie.
She actually meets people after the event, one-on-one.
Right.
As though it's a band and you get to go backstage and meet the band. You get to meet her and take a picture with her.
Let me take a selfie.
And every time the selfie is taken, that music goes off. Just kidding.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. Here's her campaign manager.
He's like, what if we invited every single person who wanted to come to stage to take a photo to come, you know, on stage? And I said, no, we can't do that. And she's like, why? I'm like, it's going to take forever, and you're going to be tired, and it's going to be exhausting. And she said, she's like, I want to do it.
Okay. So, and here's the thing. When Hillary Clinton was running for president, people wondered about her health.
Mm-hmm.
She was coughing all the time.
Yes.
She appeared
to faint or something or stumble a couple of times.
Right. She didn't. There were not big crowds to see her.
Yes.
I remember when Marco Rubio was running, there were not big crowds to see him.
Mm-hmm.
There were always big crowds to see Donald Trump, and they kept growing. And now what you see is, I mean, he could go to a football stadium and he could fill that place. Either you love him or you want to just see the Trump show. What Elizabeth Warren is doing, and part of it is with the selfies, but she is getting big audiences, and that's the one thing I think you have to look at.
But so, why?
I don't know.
Okay, I've got a theory.
Oh.
She's got a big audience.
It's a selfie! No?
Let me take a selfie.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Here's why.
It's the selfie.
Here's why.
Okay.
Because she so far, when she initially did this, they said, let's see what happens. She has now taken over 59,000 pictures from people.
Now,
you think they stay on that cell phone? No, they post it. Elizabeth Warren now isn't a politician up here.
Mm-hmm.
She's approachable. Oh, you can meet her. It is a big difference. If Donald Trump, after his, you know, appearances or the stage, imagine how many people would just want to meet him just for a second and take their picture.
There'd be 50,000 people in line.
Absolutely. And it goes a long way because
she's no
word
Donald
of mouth.
Trump, though.
No, you're right. You're right. But
in terms of celebrity.
No, you're right. But my point is, if you make yourself open to the fact that you are willing to take a picture with somebody, I mean, it's like, you know, not to toot our own horn, but when we do Caring for Kids, people say, I just wanted to come up and say, hi, can I have a picture? It means in that moment so much. Is that person going to turn around and go to all their friends, don't listen to the show? No, they're going to say, hey, I met these guys. They're really nice. They're doing Caring for Kids. It's word of mouth. It's a brilliant strategy that a lot of politicians don't think about because of the time factor. She's spending up to 4 hours after an appearance to take a picture with everybody, and that starts snowballing for her.
Yeah.
Now, whether she wins, I don't know, but
I said it before. Joe Biden doesn't want it.
Doesn't want what?
He doesn't want the nomination.
Oh.
And I don't think he's up for the nomination.
But he's good one-on-one with people.
He's
we know
excellent.
That.
He's excellent one-on-one with people. But I think he's lost a step. I don't think he's got the energy. He's becoming a little bit forgetful. His fake teeth almost came out the other day. But
he likes to sniff hair.
He's a hair sniffer. Mm-hmm. And I like – actually, Joe Biden's one guy that I actually like. But here's the thing. You can't win an election by winning over 59,000 people with a selfie. You know, you can't. Can she win her nomination, Elizabeth Warren, by meeting people one on one?
I don't think you can. We don't know yet.
I don't think you can.
Wait a minute. Remember that old commercial? I told two friends, and so on,
not
and so
it.
On, and so on. You've got 59,000 people who are, let's say the majority of them are putting it out on social media. That's how she's broadening her base.
It's small, man. That's a small, I mean, 59,000 people to take a selfie with is a very, is a large number
no,
of people.
No, I know.
But look
I know.
What Trump did when he ran. He used all the media. You came on this
and he
show.
He was already a celebrity.
He was already a celebrity. He went on CNN all the time. He was on Fox News. You heard him talk every day, and he wasn't even the president or the nominee yet.
Right. But he knows how to manipulate the media unlike any other politician.
Right. But he used large audiences to do it.
Right.
She's going one-on-one with selfie lines, and I don't think you can do it.
Well, her poll numbers have gone up with black voters. She is appealing to a broadening of her base. And I'm not saying it's the catch-all. I'm not saying it's the cure-all.
No, but it's
interesting. But it's part of... She's approachable now. She wants to take a picture with you.
Let me take a selfie.
Oh, that's it. Is that Elizabeth Warren saying that?
That is not.
Oh, thank God. Okay, let me take a picture.
Let me take a selfie.
Let me take a selfie. I'm Elizabeth Warren.
Remember, you know, millennials, maybe more Democrats with the millennials.
Could be.
You know, a selfie.
I mean, you know this. You used to cover sports. You've met celebrities.
Yeah.
The ones who will take the time to talk to you or take a picture with you, you will tell your friends, and they now have a knowledge of how, where the guys that, you know, tick you off or like Reggie Jackson when he shook my hand, but he looked at me like I was, you know, vermin or whatever. I'm going to badmouth him every time I can, where if somebody took a picture with me, I'd be like, hey, this is a great guy, and word of mouth helps.
I once paged Reggie Jackson.
Where? Where was
it? It was in 1996. I was in Phoenix. The New York Yankees were in the World Series, and we were, you know, it was a sports show. We were putting former Yankees on, and I got a hold of his pager, and I paged him. And he called back, and he had no idea. Well, obviously no idea. He didn't know who he was calling.
Yes.
And I had to take 10 minutes to explain, listen, we're a radio station. We want to do an interview with you. You know, how did you get my pager? I don't know.
Yeah. I'm surprised he lasted 10 minutes on
the
phone.
He came on
the
air.
Did he?
He did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And he treated me just fine, unlike he did you.
That's true. Where I met him at a college graduation, face-to-face, and he looked at me like, what?
Did you try and shake his hand?
I did. Yeah. And he shook it without looking at me. Basically, he's like, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would he take a selfie with you?
No.
Let me take a selfie.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos. Drive home informed and entertained. Mac and Gatos. KTAR News. 92.3 FM.
Oh, another big show today. We got the big 4 at 4. Four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour. Plus, we've got Paul Penzone, Maricopa County Sheriff, in studio 5:15 for his monthly exclusive interview. We'll talk about Arpaio running against him. And a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
So I heard this, and I know you did too.
Yeah.
Becky Lynn's newscast, because we like to listen to her newscasts. Really, if you ask me, it's like the best thing on the show is like Becky Lynn's newscast and Detour Dan's traffic, then the commercials, and then Mac and Gatos.
Oh, you're too kind.
I know.
But this was a good story.
It was.
Okay. So you've got a kid who apparently is thirsty.
During a college football pregame show, Carson King raised his crudely drawn plea.
I just kind of thought it was a joke. You
know, the 24-year-old Iowa State grad wrote in Sharpie, really cool. Bush light supply needs replenished. His grammar, not mine.
So am I seeing this right? Like when you watch college, you know, football and ESPN goes to the college and they set up.
Oh, yeah.
And then there are thousands of people around
behind
there.
Them, yeah.
This is a kid who held up a sign that really was he's saying, listen, I need beer.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is, Bush Light.
Okay. Adding the handle for his cash-sharing Venmo account.
So he also put his Venmo account on.
My mom was like, oh, this is going to be a proud mom moment. My son's going to be begging for money for beer on national television.
Well, faster than you can say suds.
Oh, jeez.
Beer money poured in.
Oh!
All right. Had people. How much money do you think a guy on TV says, I need beer money? How much money do you think he would get?
People that think it's funny and were watching probably sent him $5.
And that $5 turned into more.
Thousands.
Had people from Texas, Idaho. A lot of Clemson people donated. I guess they like Busch Light too.
No, they just like getting drunk.
After $2,000, Carson decided.
$2,000!
After two grand, Carson decided to donate it.
What? You got to drink it, man.
Minus the cost of a case of beer to the University of Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital right across from the stadium. Where during home games, fans wave to the kids. The last count, upwards of $40,000.
$40,000.
It is one of the coolest children's hospital. The University of Iowa takes care of these kids so well. The team, they wave to the kids. I mean, it's a great thing. Good for this guy, though, of not taking the money and just leaving.
That story is an A, and it becomes an A-plus right now.
Busch Beer called it inspiring, tweeting, "We're going to match your donation."
Huh!
Wow!
Gets better.
And throw in some Busch Light.
Venmo, for the kids.
Venmo,
for the kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
No!
No, not for the kids.
Venmo joined the party, tweeting, "It too would match donations."
Oh, Venmo's going to match
so,
it too!
So now it's like up to 120 grand.
One man's quest for a brewski quenches a thirst for giving.
I could have gone without that.
Yeah, I don't
part.
Think that was good.
Okay.
So one guy on a joke
right.
gets $120,000 for a children's hospital.
I think it's even more than that. It's going to be more than 200 grand.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It is.
That's incredible. All right, coming up next, an Arizona gun store is running a Beto O'Rourke special. What do I call him?
Beto.
Yeah. What is a Beto O'Rourke special? We're coming up next.